I'm going to state the absolute obvious, but if somebody had said to you 12 out of 12 and one goal conceded over Christmas, I think you might have taken it.
Yeah, just a bit.
They're taking it anyway.
Yeah, there's the answer. You know, we said that it can be a defining part of our season. We can ask them to forgo the mince pies and the sherry or whatever we're going to have. You know, we've had a great trip down to Kingsland. We had our little bit of a Christmas party on the way back from Kingsland. And there's no better feeling than you know, getting results like we have done today. A totally different game to some of the other ones that we've had to play. We've had to battle, show another side, you know. On a pitch it was difficult to play on, but absolutely delighted with all of them because they've shown that they can do whatever this league throws at us, we can deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Ashton team on paper and they've only got a front three or four there, Coppin, Johnson, Pilkington,
yeah,
and obviously Chris Bagley. Now, and I know we should always talk about teams worrying about us, but you look at them and you think they've got something there, and the way they were marshalled today by all the defenders outstanding.
Absolutely superb, and that's, you know, that's without your likes of Lewis Lacey, I've got James Knowles, Mike Norton, little Frank Van Gils, Dean Stott, all these players have got to come back into the fold. And like I say, we're very, very privileged to have a great set of players, and I wouldn't say privileged because we worked hard to get them, you know, but you know, the team spirit and everything else that's rid of them, it's a great place to be.
And I mean, looking at the playoffs of last year, and obviously the big heartbreak, and you know, it was the first time we played Ashton, and all those players have played in that game, and you think you want a reaction, and you know, it's not easy to play on that pitch, and neither team could really get a passing game going. But
it's one of them where you've got to battle and you know, go in and go that extra yard on a fitness front, really, more than anything. And we've shown that we can do that today, and you know, we've got a week now before the Charlie game, and plenty of recovery in then, and look to go against Charlie and keep the run going.
Well, yeah, you talk about keeping the run going. I mean, does Charlie, well, I'm not going to say get in the way.
No, it's another game of football, you know. Is it last 32, last 64, last 32, whatever it is? Yeah. You know, that's a great achievement for, you know, a team that step three, are we step three?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, you're in with the big boys, and with your conference teams and your conference north teams. And, we want to go to Charlie and show that we, you know, yes, we lost out by a point last year, but we can go and compete at that level.
And you got more players to think about. Because the whole squad's been used over Christmas.
Yeah, that's it. You know, everybody, I told them all, and it'll be continue to be the same. You know, over now till the end of the season, I'm going to need them all to be fully focused and ready. And at the moment, like I say, that dressing room's a great place to be.
Absolutely. See you next time.
Cheers, Steve.
Cheers, Cal.